Time to visit with Scott Brumbaugh, head coach of the Pawnee City Indians. Got back on the winning track last week as they took on Parkview Christian and beat the Patriots 40-13. Coach, 3-1 on the year now for your Pawnee City squad. Good win against the always interesting Parkview Christian team you guys play so often, it seems.
Yeah, you know, it was one of those games where, you know, we talked about the bounce back. We needed to bounce back strong, and I thought the boys come out probably more aggressive than they've been all year, which helped us because we got off to a super fast start. And, you know, the defense probably settled in and trusted each other more than they have this year, and because of it, you know, we had three interceptions for the night and did a lot of good things.
And always get us to get back on the winning track here. We get into this thing with districts and playoffs and all that stuff. Now, every game's so important from here on out.
Yes, correct. And that's what we talked about, you know. And, you know, it's always nice to win. But sometimes those losses, like we've talked about before, you know, they're good wake-up calls, reminders that, you know, bad things can happen and we need to work hard. And hopefully we can use ours the right way to fuel us moving forwards and keep us on that track. Because like you said, when we get to the end of the year, we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have all the wins that we can have to get that playoff berth that we want.
Yeah, football is one thing you don't want to hit the snooze button on. Once that alarm goes off, don't hit snooze. I do know that. This week, Pawnee City will be on the road, sort of, over to Lewiston. It's not a bad trip, pretty close there in Pawnee County. Lewiston coming in here 2-2. What do you know about the Tigers?
They're young. They're improving rapidly. You know, they're head and shoulders above where they were at a year ago. And you know, they're just going to get better the more field time they get, those young kids they have. You know, they're physical and like to run the ball. So we're going to have to do our job and be assignment sound defensively to kind of hopefully give our offense some time on the field and have a chance at this thing.
And now we keep talking about the weather. That was cool. Well, it may rain. It's going to be hot again this week. That's no fun at this time of the year.
Yeah, that won't be good. You know, we don't have a whole lot of subs to move around, you know, but we're getting used to the heat, I think. The difference is, I guess, by the time we usually play, it's cool, but 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I don't know how cool that's going to be, but, you know, both teams have to deal with it, so we'll just move forwards.
And is overall the team doing pretty good health-wise? I mean, I know all the coaches we talked to, we don't have a lot of kids on a lot of teams this year, so health becomes even more important.
Yeah, you know, about 2 weeks ago going into the bye or so, we were pretty banged up. We're actually starting to kind of come back to health here. We've got still a couple gimpy ankles holding us up, but for the most part, you know, those have gotten healthier and we should be getting stronger coming into this game.
All right, Coach, with that, we'll call it good for this week. Good luck to the Pawnee City Indians this week, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
That's our Pawnee City Coaches Show for this week.